The Hit List. KMFM.
And with their release, Turn the Music Louder, dominating the charts, I'm joined in the studio tonight by Tiny Temper and Katie B. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
All good.
How's your day going so far?
Yeah, it's going good.
Spiffing.
Yeah. So the track, spiffing is a word that I haven't heard in a long time. It kind of matches.
She's slightly posh, you know. She's slightly posh.
Yeah. So the track, Turn the Music Louder, Rumble, originally a KDA instrumental, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now it's got the vocal treatment from both of you. So how did that kind of collaboration come about, and how did the song kind of come together?
Well, I mean, it was a massive summer tune as it was, you know. So I know that I jumped at the chance of vocal in it because it was just full of so much energy, and Tiny did his version as well whilst he was out in Ibiza this summer, and neither of us knew that we were kind of going for this beat, and the label liked both of our versions, so they just mashed the two together, and it was Turn the Music Louder was born.
So it was two separate songs then, before your two in separate like kind of vocalized versions before, and they just made it like a mashup.
Yeah, and so we both kind of heard the versions, and we both loved it, and so we thought we got into the studio to kind of like fine tune it and make it all kind of link together properly, and yeah.
So how does it work?
We were both really excited actually because we worked together so much over the last sort of couple of years in the studio, but we've never had like the opportunity to put something out there that we've done. So this was
how does it happen in general? Because like you get the instrumental. If you both hear like a song that you kind of like, do you have to kind of go through kind of jump through loops and stuff to be able to add your vocals on it, or do you just jump straight into the studio and think, I can add something to this song, I want to jump straight in and do something now? If there are any like legal troubles, we'll worry about those later.
Yeah, I guess for me as a rapper, I guess I have to think about that more so now. But you know, while I was kind of starting out and I was doing things like really independently, anytime I'd hear an instrumental I liked, I would always try and do my own kind of version. There's even, I don't know if you've ever seen that thing, Katie, of like me and Ed Sheeran, and I'm like doing a cover of like one of Drake's tracks called The Motto, and we're just driving around, like I put it on YouTube. So I was always doing that kind of stuff. But with this one, it was like the label actually like approached us, the label that had already signed the instrumental, and I'd heard the instrumental in Ibiza, I was loving it, but this was like, they were like, do you want to make it like an official vocal? So when they put mine and Katie's versions together, like we'd already been working on other music prior to this anyway, so it kind of just felt like it was meant to be. And we just linked up in London and just, you know, finished the record together at Katie's studio and made it official.
The Hit List.
KMFM. And I'm joined in the studio by Tiny Temper and KTB. So the video for your new track, Turn the Music Louder, the video is mad. It's like 60s themed and it looks amazing. So do you kind of get to keep the outfits that you wear?
I think if Katie was like wearing that black and white dress everywhere though, she'd attract too much attention. Everyone would like recognise her from the video.
That's
true.
That's
a good idea.
I've saved all my video outfits.
What's the best thing then that both of you have taken, because there's loads of music videos, what's the best thing that you've both kind of nabbed from a shoot that you shouldn't really have taken, that maybe is like in your house right now?
Ooh. I know at one festival I've got this kind of like shot rack. It's kind of like an ice bucket with like these things. I remember I'll be like, please can I take this? I remember my tour manager just like shoving it in my bag and I was like, no, I can't. She was like, just take it. So now whenever I look at that at home, I'm always feel so proud that I stole it.
A shot bucket
Yeah, like a bucket where it's kind of like you put the bottle in the middle and then it's got like 12 little shot glasses around the outside. So
I had
a party at my birthday and I was like, literally everyone was forced to have this a shot from this
shot rack
thing, because I was like, this is, you know, I've been waiting for this moment, guys, for years to get this shot thing out. So,
it's finally useful. What about you, Tiny? What?
It wasn't quite from like a video set, but one time I was on a TV show and they had like this punching machine and I had to punch it, and I loved the punching machine. I was like, oh, please can I have the punching machine? And I was able to blag the punching machine.
Oh my god, where is it?
In my house.
Just in your corridor?
No, no, in the basement.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, is it in like a den? Have you got yeah, like a man
sort
den
of,
down
yeah.
there?
So when all the lads come round, that's the first place everyone wants to go.
I'm glad you said it was down there because I was kind of worried you might put it in the bathroom or something. What's that? Oh, it's just my punching machine
yeah,
in the bathroom. Just ignore
machine.
It. So one of my favourite tracks of all time is one that I used to kind of always hear on a night out just as I turned 18. It was Magnetics Man's Perfect Stranger with you, Katie. And your new track as well, it seems like a kind of proper nightclub track too. So I'm sure a lot of you have done kind of freshers parties, club performances. So basically what I really want to ask is what's the weirdest thing? Because weird things go on in nightclubs, but radio friendly, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in a nightclub?
Sometimes after I do shows in clubs, I always go to the back room and I look at the like security camera footage. Do you ever look at that? You see you see people in the club doing the maddest stuff, literally, like the maddest stuff.
So do you get that then in like the kind of the back rooms of the nightclub?
Yeah, right, I just like spy on everyone and just watch what everyone's getting up to.
Is that on your rider? Are you on some like creeper cameras?
No, it's usually when the big boss invites us into the office and then we always see the camera.
So if you both weren't in music then, what do you reckon you'd be doing now as of like this stage? Creative
freedom. I used to be obsessed with the show London's Burning. Do you remember that show?
No. What
happened? It's all about firemen. It was like the bill, but like for firemen.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a fireman because I just wanted to be like a hero. There was one woman in it and I just wanted to be her.
You wanted to
be her. I thought it looked kind of cool. You just go to the gym, save people, save kittens. So, yeah.
What about you, Tiny? If you weren't in music, what do you reckon? Second dream career. Fashion?
Yeah, I guess so. I'd probably be like a fashion... I'd probably have like a fashion blog and I'd be like one of those guys that thinks that they're quite quirky, like standing outside fashion shows taking pictures of people and stuff like that.
Hashtag outfit of the day.
Yeah, I'd be that guy probably.
So you'll be the fashion guy. Okay, well, I'll look forward to it. Well, cheers for speaking to me today, both of you.
Cheers, man.
And is there any chance finally you can introduce the track here on KMFM, please?
Hey KMFM, this is Katie B and Tiny Temper and this is our new track with KDA, Turn the Music Louder.
Let's go.
Yeah, so rap, so fresh, so vibe, no left.
The Hit List.
KMFM.